Unvaccinated workers could stay in some of the riskiest frontline jobs at MIQ for several weeks because there's simply not enough jabbed workers to fill the gaps if they're redeployed. The third worker to contract COVID-19 at the Grand Millennium in Auckland hasn't been vaccinated, nor has the security guard they caught it from. So the country's biggest MIQ hotel will be closed to any new returnees as the time ticks down to a vaccine deadline for those on the front line. Adam Jacobson reports.
Staff who refuse to get a vaccination may still be working for another 3 weeks before the government forces them into other roles. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield says having a conversation with these workers is going to be a priority.
Those people would be at the head of the queue to be having a conversation with their employer about redeployment, but they won't have been required to be redeployed yet. The end date for that was always envisaged to be the end of April.
It's because moving that number of staff off the front line would have a knock-on effect.
Well, there's a very good practical reason for this, because you can't immediately withdraw 10 or 20% of your workforce and still run the facilities.
Head of MIQ Brigadier Jim Bliss says a rule change will come into place next month.
And it's our expectation that any worker that comes into work in one of our facilities will be vaccinated. And that's been the conversation with employers, both government employers and private sector, over late last week, setting our expectation for that to occur with effect the 1st of May.
Air 2 organiser Matt Danaher says it's important the remaining few weeks are used to address workers' fears and concerns.
Certainly, it does make sense to redeploy people from high-risk areas if they can't be vaccinated. But at the end of the day, they've been working in these roles unvaccinated since the beginning of the outbreak, or since the beginning of the implementation of the MIQ system. And nothing's changed other than the vaccines become available.
While the union agrees all workers should be vaccinated by May 1st, any that haven't and need to be moved should be done so with no penalty.
We accept they may need to be redeployed, but it should be to work of equivalent value, so similar wages, similar hours of work.
The government and unions initially agreed on a 10-week window for frontline workers to get vaccinated or be moved to other roles. National's COVID-19 response spokesperson, Chris Bishop, wants all border workers who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 to be removed from the front line immediately.
We've now come to the point where the rule should be if you're on the front line, you have to be vaccinated, and if you choose not to be, you can't work at the front line. It should be a pretty simple rule.
He says it's astounding unvaccinated staff will be allowed to continue working on the front line for the remainder of April. Ko Adam Jacobson, TNA.